Dr. Sabik, dating and office note on patient Jeremy Rogers. Date of birth is 3/16/1977. Date of service is 12/11/2023. Per paragraph, the patient is 46-year-old gentleman who presents to my office to be assessed with me as his doctor. His past medical history includes hypertension and asthma. Period. Past surgical history includes gum graft in the past and MRCP that was normal. Allergies, he is allergic to amlodipine, causes leg swelling, and he has mold allergies. Social history, patient is married, no kids, no smoking. He had 4 years of heavy drinking in the past. Currently, he does not drink any alcohol, no drug use. He works in IT in an oil company. Prepare family history, father with prostate cancer, hypertension, and asthma, mother with a degenerative joint disease and arthritis, grandmother with breast cancer, and brother with Graves' disease. Period, your GIF system reveals occasional headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pain, except on and off whenever he has stress. He does have diarrhea also on and off. He has nocturia one time at night, no straining upon urination. He has complete bladder emptying and no leg swelling currently. COVID-19 vaccination status, none, period. Paragraph. Current medications include albuterol, ascorbic acid, vitamin D3, Advair Diskus, hydrochlorothiazide, and probiotics. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil general reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctive and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted. Period. Paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal as well as two. No members heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity skin. He does have telangiectasias over his abdomen and face. Period. No skin rash noted otherwise. Period. Paragraph, assessment and plan. One, hypertension controlled on current regimen to continue hydrochlorothiazide for now and monitor blood pressure. He may be decreasing it to every other day and monitor his blood pressure and will go from there. Asthma apparently controlled, continue current inhalers. I would consider changing Advair Diskus to a different inhaler that does not contain fluoride. Period. Next. We are going to complement the workup and see him back in a couple of weeks to discuss the results. Also, we will screen him for iodine. Period. Paragraph.